Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
It is Steve Arterburn with two of my favorite people, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys. You doing all right today?
We are.
We're doing good today.
It's good to be with you. Good to see you.
It's good to be with you. It's good to be with you yesterday. And, you know, we have so many calls lined up. I am going to go right to our phone calls right now. And the first person I'm going to talk to is Tina, calling from Chicago, Illinois, listens on the Internet. Tina, how are you?
Hi. I'm well, better than the last time I called. How are you?
Oh, really? Well, doing all right. What's going on?
Good. Hopefully we helped.
Yeah, and so now I have follow-up questions, but I just want to say I really love you guys, and I thank God for you guys. Just
thank
love
you.
Your show.
Thank you so much.
So the last time I called, it was probably about May or June. I called because I had just been dumped by my ex-boyfriend, and we had been dating for 2.5 years, and I was very clear that even though I was 40 at the time, that I still at least wanted to try and have children, and he said he was good with that, and then after 2.5 years, he changed his mind.
Okay.
Steve, you gave me the analogy. I thought I was getting a dog, and I got a cat instead, which was funny, but I was
seriously
very much in the middle of crying at the time.
Right. How could I have been so heartless to do that? I feel bad.
No, it was good. It was good. So I've been grieving the double whammy of grieving the loss of that relationship and, you know, I'm 43 now and just kind of wasting the last of my fertile years. I probably spent 5 months crying uncontrollably, and I'm definitely in the anger stage now.
Okay.
I am in counseling. I'm in a women's group, so I'm doing everything you guys talk about doing. I have Take Your Life Back in the workbook, and I'm working through that. But I feel like I'm stuck. And so my question is, how long does it take to grieve this stuff and get to healing? Am I taking too long, or am I just wanting this to happen faster than it should? Because I'm kind of tired of feeling this way. Mm-hmm. And then my follow-up question to that is, my counselor is really pushing me to kind of get back out there. So I'm serving at church and, you know, I'm back on dating sites. But I'm wondering, is it really wise to date while I'm still grieving and kind of working through all this and obviously very much in the anger stage right now?
Okay. Let's hear from, let's start with Jill. Jill, what do you think? I mean,
you're
a woman.
You know, we all want to be able to quantify things and say, okay, just tell me what I'm supposed to do and then I'll do it, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to take this long. Okay, so I can handle that. The problem is we can't necessarily determine that for every individual.
Right.
And so, but, you know, generally, like, okay, you've been crying for 5 months. I think it's because you have had multiple losses here that you're really grieving.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's. I mean, this boyfriend had the hope of so much. This was going to be your future and what your desires were, and all of that has shifted. So the fact that you are crying a lot and in the depths of this makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes our getting back out there helps us to move along while we're still grieving. So it can be both. We need to take time. We don't want to ignore those issues, but we also start sticking our toe in the water.
Right, and we want to respect the judgment and assessment that your counselor's made, you know, knowing you more personally. But we'll have a couple more things right after this.
I'd found the pornography on the computer. He had been signing up for a number of dating and sex solicitation websites.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
I didn't know anything about sexual addiction or the recovery process or anything. And one of the resources I found was Dr. Sherry Keffer talking about what it was like to go through the trauma from someone else's sexual addiction or betrayal, and I knew I'd found the right place.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer November 11th through the 13th in Washington, D.C.
As soon as I got there, it was a very welcoming, safe environment.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Women in the Battle was hands down the most productive, effective, and helpful workshop I've ever been through.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. And we're talking with Tara and, Tina.
Tina.
And Tina, Jill had some thoughts here at the break, and I want you to hear those because I think they're good.
I just want to clarify, as we were talking, the idea of getting back out and dating, it's not about finding another guy so that then you'll feel better. It's about getting out and living. Because to be stuck in a place where it's like, okay, this one robbed all of my hopes and dreams, therefore guys are schmucks, isn't a good place to remain, right? We have huge disappointments in life. Life is filled with that. They're devastating. So now how do we regroup in the midst of those disappointments and losses when life looks so different than we envisioned it to be? And so how do we continue on living? Because really, what is your choice? Right? You could...
Right.
Right?
Crawl in the fetal position.
Yeah, exactly. And just stay there forever. But usually I find people don't stay there forever. Right? People think they're going to cry forever. They don't. They don't. But sometimes it feels like a lot.
So maybe your counselor is saying get some life into you, as indicated by dating. But you don't want to, if you have a date and you find out when they open the door for you, you say, I can't believe you opened the door for me. All men are just trying to, maybe it's a little.
You don't want to bite their head off if you're really feeling angry. That's not a good tactic.
But maybe you're ready to just have a casual date and enjoy life a little bit. Because we think, you're really grieving over the loss of being a biological mother, even though Janet Jackson is pregnant at age 50. I'm not recommending that for other people, but who knows what God has in store for you? One of the great blessings of my life was being part of an infertile couple and adopting Madeline, who has been one of the greatest joys ever, ever. So you just don't know what God has in mind. But I would just suggest that you continue on the healing process, facing the reality there. And if you have any thoughts about Him, I would definitely get over Him very, very quickly. I would do whatever it takes to grieve Him and get Him completely out of your life, not thinking, maybe there's some potential some way. Mylon, any thoughts here before we move on?
Well, Tina, living life and getting out there again is really important, but let's be realistic here. The stakes are high for you, and you need to be aware that when you walk into another relationship, you're still going to have high hopes that this might be the one. And I think it's important for you to really face that and talk about that. How do I not oversell myself? How do I not overwhelm a person? How do I walk into a relationship and have fun and live life, and yet I'm also so desperate because the clock is still ticking? And what do you do with that? And is it fair to talk to a guy about that? And when? And when would you bring that up? These are some sensitive things that I'd talk to your counselor about.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Well,
yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Really glad that you called. And hold on, I want to get you a copy of Take Your Life Back. Well, you have Take Your Life Back. I'll send you the devotional, 365-day devotional. I hope that you'll like that. I found that, you know, as devotionals go, this is probably the best one that we've ever done. Before we go to the next caller, Jill, just comment on this issue of loss of potential of being a motherhood. What that does
to a woman?
Well,
I think it goes so deep for women because two things we think about our entire lives, right? About growing up and getting married and then having children. And, you know, throughout history, it's been such a sign of womanhood. And it's less talked about today, but I think deep down, and especially for a lot of Christian women, being able to have a child, it's really when women grow up is when we have a child. And so it's such an important milestone. And so to not have that, I mean, women go into deep depressions. It's like life is over. And certainly we can see that biblically, how life was over for many women, it seemed like, who couldn't have children. So I think to not just gloss over and say, oh, well, no, this is why you're grieving so deeply, because, you know, to realize that that's slipping away from you and that maybe the door will be shut in that arena, or that it's going to take on a different form that you hadn't yet envisioned. So I just think that we just need to be sensitive to the issue, that it's just
really
there's
good.
So much depth there for women.
It's got to be tough. Got to be tough.
Yeah, we're sorry, Tina.
Yep. Glad that you called. Now let's go to Vanessa from Seattle, Washington, and she listens on KGNW. Hi, Vanessa. Thank you for holding, and how could we help you?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I hope you're all doing well today.
Thank you.
I started listening to your show sometime last year, and it's helped me a lot and just make me aware of what I'm going through, I guess.
Great.
Well, I went through some stuff as a child. In the earliest years I can remember, I think it's like from 2, and it went on until I was about 10 years old. And so everything that happened took place in Africa. I'm originally from Liberia.
Okay.
So when I was really young, my mom she gave me to a friend, a family friend, and that family friend was the one who raised me, because she was better off than my families were, so she was able to, the hope was that she would give me a better life than my mom had and send me to school and stuff like that. But anyhow, she ended up beating on me. Just she would use whatever she could, electric wires, hangers, and she would call me. Yeah, she would call me, you know, names and say I would never amount to anything. And if I did anything that, you know, she was always angry. So if I did anything that, you know, she didn't like, she will take rubbing alcohol and pour it into my private area down there.
All right. So we hear that you had a horrific, horrific childhood. What's the question for us today? What are you dealing with today that we could help you with?
Well, I want to know if there's any counseling that can help me. I'm a mom now. I have 2 kids, and I see myself, you know, becoming angry. And I think I picked up that trait, or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm angry. I'm dealing with anger, fear, and, you know, sadness, shame.
So all right. Well, let Mylan and Jill answer this. The question of, is there any kind of counseling that could help you?
You know, Vanessa, absolutely, there is counseling.
Sure.
I first want to say, anybody who comes from a home that is dangerous, where there is fright without solutions for a child, that child is going to grow up and is going to feel angry, scared, sad, and shameful. I want you to understand that you didn't put those feelings inside of you. Now, you have to own them and work on them, but you didn't implant and impart those feelings to you. The hurt and the pain that was imposed upon you left this emotional series of scars in your life. And it is very common for you to feel these feelings. Now, you don't want to stay stuck there. And again, we're so sorry you went through this as a child. But I just wanted to say that these feelings are what we see all the time accompanying people with your kind of a background.
In other words, you're not strange.
You are not strange.
Not at all.
You are amongst millions of people who've come from abusive homes that end up feeling abusive and angry and fearful and sad and shameful as adults. Now, talk about how that healing process occurs as an adult.
Right. We should send her Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers because in there we describe kind of some horrific situations where parents should not have been parents, right?
Right.
And so, you know, part of that healing process is you need to have safe people in your life that can hear your story and can mirror back to you appropriate responses and emotions, right? So that's why, you know, the fact that you're not even aware or you're hearing that other people have gone through this and that you're not strange for this. Mm-hmm. It's like it's hard to know what normal is when you've had something so skewed in life. And so being with a counselor, being with friends, a supportive group of people who will love you and walk through this with you so that as you are raising your children, because one of the things that's really key, Vanessa, is that at certain ages of your children, you will be triggered. There will be stuff from your childhood that will trigger you. And while we tend to think we might then have compassion, it's really common to kind of identify with the abuser because that's the more powerful position. And once you've been a victim, you don't want to feel that ever again in that in that fright. So to have someone that you can share all of the emotions that come up and process that with that person, then they don't get acted out and displaced into your current life.
Well, in we're going to send you Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. In Take Your Life Back, we talk about this. You end up living your whole life in reaction to the abuse and the things that were done to you. And there is help available. You can heal from this. We want that for you. And so I'm going to send Take Your Life Back along with Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. And if you could go to our intensive, the Take Your Life Back intensive, it could send you down the road of recovery for miles farther than just going to see a counselor every day when you've got this kind of tough kind of situation that you're working on. So I hope that we can get you to one of those, and maybe there's a scholarship available if you're struggling in that area too. But I'm really glad that you called. I think there's tremendous hope and healing available. Just don't ever give up. All right? Okay, let's go to Riley from Dallas, Texas, calling on KWRD. Riley, how are you? What's going on?
I'm good. Good afternoon.
Hi there. How can we help?
Well, I have a couple questions, but let me fill you in with a little bit of history quickly. My husband and I have been married 32 years, and 2 years ago, an infidelity was discovered, and it caused a crisis in our marriage. Okay. And in dealing with that and having to look back at our entire marriage, we have realized that my husband was very insecure, feeling of inadequacy, fear of connection, fear of intimacy, fear of conflict, very defensive. He held all of his feelings in, seemingly low self-esteem, inability to say no, and the list goes on. And we experienced many things during that time. Most of all, our marriage was very kind and very quiet, and we raised two children and were busy. And he would keep having problems such as porn, alcoholism. He did not bond to men at all. He only bonded to women. He didn't bond to me, but he was comfortable with women at work, which always created a problem for us.
So what did you require him to do? What did you require him to do to get better?
During the time it was happening or since then?
Anytime.
Okay. When the porn was discovered, I required him to put the porn away, seek help with a pastor, and to put the alcohol away. He was able to he did not see a pastor that he was able to put the porn down and put the alcohol away. That has been like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he would never stop being the chatty with the women, though. And the last one chatted back, and I believe he had an emotional affair. It could be more. I do not know. And in talking about that, in dealing with a man who has never really talked to me, he told great stories of love and sex, and then he'd take it back. For like a year, we would go back and forth on it. And then he says, I didn't do anything. Nope, nothing happened.
Okay, now we're going to go to a break. Hold on. We're going to go to a break. But just imagine this. He has a character defect, and it's manifests itself in drinking and women and infidelity and unfaithfulness.
Yes.
The cure to a character defect is never stopping something.
Uh-huh.
That just gets you to stop a symptom of the character defect that's inside. So really there was no requirement to try to heal that character wound, and that's what we want to address. And I'll ask Mylon and Jill to do this, that right after this. We'll be back.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We're talking with Riley, and I was talking about he stopped the drinking and the sex kind of thing for a while, but not really on the infidelity thing. You got to fix the character. Mylon, help Riley understand that or deal with that.
Well, Riley, I'm so sorry you're going through this, but I'm curious about you. You sound so collected. You almost sound like a teacher giving a report of a student at back-to-school night. And I've got to believe you're feeling something, but I can't tell that.
Oh, absolutely.
So what
I'm just trying to organize my thoughts to get them to you very quickly.
Thank you so much. But what are you feeling here, Riley?
Oh, I am feeling, just loss of life and looking back and realizing our life was nothing I thought it was, and that I would permit that. And I want so much better in our marriage, and he says he does too. And I'm feeling very sad, and questions come up about it, and he has developed intense anger, and he tells me he's not going to be any of that anymore. I want to believe him, but I guess my question is to you, can a person change?
How well, can they change?
I don't believe you should believe him. Because all of his promises, well, then that's kind of the answer to your question. Can he change? Yes, if he wants to. And that means he goes to every man's battle. That means
We sent him there, and he came back and said to me, I didn't do anything, and you can't prove it. Don't talk to me.
So what's going on here, Riley, is...
Are you sure he went?
He is angry at you.
Yes, he is.
And, you know, when you say we sent him there, we didn't send him here or there.
I sent him there.
That's correct. And so there's a degree to which I'm going to have one suggestion. You tell him what you want and you back away and tell him he has to prove to you he wants you and that he wants to spend the second 30 with you. And he's going to have to prove it. Promises aren't going to work. Promises aren't going to work, and don't you be the person driving the bus anymore. Let him prove to you.
Throughout the 2 years, I have driven the bus.
I know. I know.
That's why Mylan's saying that.
So he resents you, and it's like, well, in order to stay at home, I have to do these things, but I'm really mad at her. And he's not recognizing himself. So you have to let him work his way back to you.
And how does that get done? How do you do that?
You may need to create, since he has this history, you may need to separate from him and say, if you want me back, earn me back and show me everything you're doing to earn me back. Here's what I'm looking for in a husband, a person who doesn't have infidelity, who isn't involved in porn and alcohol and doesn't get angry at me and lies. If you want me back, work on those things and then keep me posted on your progress.
He says he doesn't do that anymore.
Okay, hold on. But wait a second. The second he came back from Every Man's Battle and said, I don't have a problem, you can't prove it.
Yeah.
See, if you had been going to a counselor yourself, or you had gone to Women in the Battle, then immediately you would have said, you have to go back to Every Man's Battle next month. Obviously, something didn't happen there that happens to other people, or you wouldn't come home with any
one of those men because he didn't have sex,
It doesn't matter. See,
so
he's
still trying to blame and deflect and not really own his problem.
Right.
He's trying to minimize it because that's what men do for the longest time. Oh, this is just a man thing, it's not that bad, and they bury that shame. So the sad thing is, he didn't really open himself up to it and connect there. And so I agree. Sometimes, just like with all addicts, you have to go back into treatment over and over again till it clicks for you. Because things, right? He's not going to blame his way back into your heart. That doesn't work, right? So
he's in anger management right now. So
okay.
He's doing that.
So that's good.
He has joined a men's study group.
Okay. And that's good.
He says he doesn't have those feelings and needs to talk to other women and all of that stuff now.
Did you hear what I said, though, about character defect? You see?
Yes.
Not wanting to talk to them or things like that, that doesn't fix a character defect. And he has a character defect because you know what? He doesn't care what hurts you. He cares about defending himself.
Well, he's the bad he's the bad boy, right?
Yeah.
That's trying to say, I'm really not that bad. So I think.
He's a bad boy and he's not that bad.
Okay, so I think the two of you, in the midst of these other things, need to get in to therapy together. And you need to tell him. I'm sorry, what was that? You have?
We have many times, and he would have a different story each time. Either he did do this or he didn't do that.
Okay, but it's not about tracing what he did or didn't do. It's about getting at the feelings and you trying to understand. You saying, I really want to understand, not to paint you as bad, but what was happening inside of you, what was hurting inside of you that drove you to these actions. So that
we have done that.
Okay.
And he tells me that he didn't feel equal to other men. All of his life, he felt.
Wow, well, that really hurts.
Riley, he is angry and he resents you.
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to have to solve in couples counseling with somebody that can manage that and get you guys up off of the this happened yesterday and that happened the day before and this happened and smack, smack, smack. Those won't work. The larger pattern of he really is angry and resents you, that's the problem.
So, yeah, what has happened over the years and who do you also represent?
Right. Yeah, we'll take this break. We'll come right back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.NewLife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. You know, we were talking at the break here, and you know, it seemed like everything we were trying to suggest there has been tried. Sometimes if you've tried everything, you have to try it in a different way. You know, sometimes
if it's still not working, then it's about doing different, not just trying more of the same.
So whenever somebody says something, you say, I've done that, then the next thing you want to say is, well, I've done that. Maybe you could help me do it in a different way. And that would lead to a different result. All right, let's go to Jo. She's calling from Chicago, and we're glad that she is. Hi, Jo. Welcome to New Life.
Thank you.
Hi, Jo.
Hi. I'm calling because I really want a healthy relationship with my mom.
Okay.
I'm in my 50s. She's elderly, and I don't want to be disrespectful and not include her in things.
Yeah.
But the history where she's not been there for me. And when I was a teenager, I was dating a man who was very physically abusive. And one day in the dressing room, my mom saw all the bruises. And I thought, oh, I felt kind of shame and relief at the same time.
Right.
But I thought, well, good, maybe someone will see this and finally help me, and it's my mom. And instead, she said, don't ever let your father see this. Don't ever let anybody see this. I would be very ashamed. And I learned to hide that for the rest of my years.
Mm, wow.
And,
so sorry.
I'm a December 26th person, which means, like, once Christmas is over, decorations down, like, you get over it, you move on. Mm. And I tried to apply that to my life, and it's not working. So my mom now is elderly. I want to be there for her. I want her to come to dinners I host or holidays, but she's constantly berating me or saying, you know, bullying me. And I was married for over 30 years to an alcoholic. And she told me, oh, be quiet and don't upset him. Don't, you know, you shouldn't talk because that will upset him. So I don't know how to be healthy with her. And she's getting older, and I'm afraid she's going to die and I won't have any healthiness with her.
Okay. So the specific question for us is then,
how do I be healthy with my mom? How can I include her in family things and enjoy her when it's just, I get full of anxiety and I just don't really want her there.
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay. you're still wanting something, Joe, from her that has never been there, right? Of course you would want it. That longing is normal, that you want a mom that actually is there and stands up to things. I don't know what happened in your mom's life, but she also learned we don't deal with conflict. We go under the radar, shut everything down. And so it sounds like she doesn't know how to be any different. So in order to be with her, you have to come to terms with the fact that she doesn't know how to be healthy. She's never had the training. And so if you're going to include her, you're not going to get the mom that you've always wanted. You're going to get the broken mom who shuts down to minimize conflict and anything negative.
Okay, so right? To be respectful and include her, I have to lose myself once again and just kind of let her berate me.
No, this isn't about losing yourself, but it sounds like that's what it feels like. And that would be important to work on for yourself in therapy about your mom, but really seeing who your mom is. It's about doing the work and connecting with healthy people so that you have healthy relationships that your mom could never be, right? Different relationships. And then out of that place of you have healthy people in your life, you can be kind to your mom. You can extend because you realize her limitations. And so you have curbed your expectations for her. So it's not losing yourself. It's actually rising above her because she can't give you what you're needing.
So, yeah. Joe, here's what I had to do, because I've kind of been down this road. I had to pick special times that I could control. I picked the times I would engage. Number two, I limited the exposure. Number three, I didn't ever expect her to be healthy, ever. And then I had to push through my anxiety to be healthy. And lastly, I had to tolerate the backlash that would come when I pushed back and was healthy. You see, your mom is like a workout station. She's the one that provokes you. So you need to do what Jill and Steve have said, to work with other people, to work on this stuff. But ultimately, to jump into the gym and start doing work means you say to her when she's berating you, Mom, you have a choice. You can stop that right now, or I'll take you home right now. What's your choice?
Mm-hmm.
You see? And you can control that. You don't let her continue to berate
right.
you. You set the rules. Now, I've been here. I bought the T-shirt at the souvenir stand. As a matter of fact, I probably owned the souvenir stand for a while. You know, I don't know. This is a horrible place to be. I've been here a lot. That's what I had to do.
Okay. I do choose to when I engage. You're right. There's times where she's like, why didn't you invite me? And I get between a rock and a hard place.
Then you have to learn to speak like
right.
I had to learn to speak and push past that childhood anxiety and really have the adult voice to say, well, I don't always invite you because I can't trust you.
There you
right.
go. Yeah.
I didn't invite you because last time you berated me in front of my friend. Are you going to work on that, Mom?
Oh, very good. Okay.
Yeah, you tell her.
Yeah.
It's okay to tell her what you want, right?
Yeah, I do. She uses guilt and crying, and she'll say, she'll use the crowd to rally behind her and say, oh, look how, you know, look at this is why, and this look how she's treating me, you know, and I become the bad guy, even though the people in the room don't really think that.
Then don't let yourself be the bad guy. Don't let her victimize you. And this is like Steve's new book and Dave's new book, Take Your Life Back.
Right.
You see, she's the marionette with the strings, and she controls you. You have to cut those strings.
Right. And it's okay. Mm. Yeah, just like you guys are saying, Mom, I love you, but what you're doing right now is not okay.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Nobody has the right to do that, especially a mom that has been neglectful, abusive, hurtful, and just right off the bat. Hide your bruises versus let's help you solve the problem.
That's horrible.
Yeah, Oh. Which means I just think she had to have been abused or something.
She's not
what mother would not do something.
Go fight for your child.
Right.
Very sad.
A person who's been abused will not go fight for their child.
Right.
They become like the fourth child.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. One of the worst forms of abuse is when a person is in a relationship where there's infidelity. Women in the Battle is November the 11th for women who have had a husband, boyfriend, somebody, an ex, who've had a sexual integrity problem. Here's Karen saying, I was floundering in confusion about how to proceed after a second affair surfaced in my marriage after years of recovery and sobriety. I desperately needed support and guidance and community. This weekend was so validating and encouraging. The main sex session so insightful. To be among so many women with similar hurts, well, it was life-changing, and I left with tools to set the boundaries I need, get the support I want, and feelings of worth, value, and hope. Now, that's what happens when you go to Women in the Battle, and I can't encourage you enough to go to Women in the Battle. Women in the Battle, please, please, call us right now and get there, and you deserve to experience that healing. And that freedom that is available to everybody who will. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to Terry from Bismarck, North Dakota. KNDR is the station. Terry, are you there?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't. Okay, great. How you doing?
Hello.
How could we help?
Yeah, I'm going through some really tough times here. My wife and me are going through a divorce right now. It's been, I've known her since sophomores in high school. And I had a stroke about 4.5 years ago, and I was having some problems after about 3 years. I put myself on an anxiety pill called Lexapro. And I was on a stomach pill and a Torvastan on cholesterol, and I knew something wasn't right. But I couldn't get myself to get off of it until like around February, which I did get off of it. But when I got off of the pill, I had some really bad fights with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And we pushed each other down and we got really physical and mentally. I think I beat her down pretty bad. So I tried to stay away as much as I could because I knew things weren't right. But I did the best I could. And around the end of April, she ended up putting a restraining order on me, which was probably worthy, but then I tried
to... Okay, hold on. We got to go to a break. We'll get back to you right after this.
I found out 4.5 months into my marriage that my husband has a sexual addiction. I signed up for Women in the Battle.
The Women in the Battle workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
When I got to Women in the Battle, it was the first time I'd actually met face-to-face with people that had been through it.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer November 11th through the 13th in Washington, D.C.
The beautiful thing about Women in the Battle is it stopped the bleeding, I guess you could say, because I got to tell my story. I felt validated, and the therapists, they understood because they'd been there themselves.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It's invaluable. I figure that I saved myself thousands of dollars in therapy back at home by going to that workshop.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest particularly my relationship with God. I see him in a more accurate form and begin to trust him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. We are back, and really glad that you've joined us here today. And we're talking about, I mean, we've talked about, Terry, the Lexapro seemed to have had good effect, and then when you got off of it, you got into trouble again, right?
I did. Yep.
So why didn't you get back on it?
Well, it wasn't like working for me because I was having a lot of problems. Like, I had very, very bad like dreams, and I was like going to the bathroom about 10 times a day, if not more. So I talked to my doctor, and he was going to put me on Zoloft, but okay. I decided to just not be on it.
Well, you might want to go back on it because the side effects that you're describing seemed like they were less than the deal. But anyway, we don't have a lot of time. How could we help you? What's the question for us then?
Well, she put a 4.5-year protection order on me, so she filed for a divorce now. So I'm going to have to try to deal with this anxiety, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm having a hard time with is the anxiety and all the... You know, all the problems that I have in my head.
Ask us a question. What's the question then?
What do I do? Do I let her go and just not try to get her back in my life because she's going for the divorce?
Yeah. Okay. Mylan, let's see what. Okay, let's see what Mylan and Jill think about that. What do you guys think? Okay. Letting go, or what's the other option?
Well, you may not have a choice at this point. However,
right.
I would, if you haven't already, own all of your part. I mean, you were kind of doing that with us. You said the restraining order was warranted.
Mm-hmm.
And I would ask her what she needs from you to even consider working towards reconciliation.
Well, that's the trouble is I can't talk to her because of the protection order.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't really have a choice here.
Mm-hmm. So you have to work on you.
Through your attorney, you would be able to communicate something in that
way. I've been counseling, and I've been going to divorce care. I've been reborn in March. I decided to turn my life over to God, and I've been going to church regularly. And I tried to get marriage counseling with us back in March when we were having our fighting problems, but she chose to not do that.
Okay.
But Terry,
just because of time, Terry, let me ask you this. You talked about this raging anxiety on the inside. How old were you when you first felt that?
Oh, probably right after my stroke.
Okay.
I was about 50.
Okay. Did you feel that level of anxiety ever as a child, adolescent, young adult?
Not like at this level.
Okay.
No.
So I would really work with a neurologist. I would work with a psychiatrist. And I would have to say, look, well, that needs to be your number one paramount thing you're doing because, listen, somehow you've turned dangerous because of this anxiety. Anybody that physically tackles their wife is I would get a restraining order too.
Mm-hmm. And
You've
she
got
came a, after me, but she come after me, but she was just fighting for her, you know, for herself.
Okay.
Know, for herself.
So what we're saying is we're all saying the same thing. You work on her, work through your attorneys.
Work on you.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You're correct, Jill. Thank you. You work on you.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I wish we had more.
Now.
Okay.
I've been on pills since June 7th, which are really make me sleep good. And I've been doing counseling, like I said, and I've been doing everything I can get. So that's all I can do.
Well, I wish we had more time, but we don't. I wish my buttons worked. They don't. But anyway, I'm glad you called. Let me send you Take Your Life Back. I think the only thing that we've been able to say here is work closely with a psychiatrist and a neurologist, and be sure you're on the right medication there. And if there is any communication, it sounds like it has to be done through the attorney, but you could certainly tell her what you've been doing and what your desires are through an attorney. I haven't mentioned tv.newlife.com, and I need to do that before we go. I want you to hear this this little clip on diagnosing mental illness.
You still have some clout if you're financially supporting him, which I would guess they probably are supporting him financially,
yeah.
That, hey, the support runs out unless you go see a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And you have every right to do that because of your concern. And somehow you got to get him to a psychiatrist and who can do a full evaluation and see what happens. And if you make his finances dependent on that, that's about the only power you have.
Right. But I think you can also appeal to the relationship, depending on how connected you are, what kind of rapport you have with your son, to say, you know, the two of us as your parents, we're concerned, and we're asking you as a favor to us.
Yeah.
Will you go with us
to
the doctor?
Help us become less concerned.
Yeah, help us, help calm our fears.
That's a good way to start.
And let's just go get a baseline so that we can kind of put this to rest.
All right, well, I'm going to use some reverse psychology here. Some of you are aware you have a problem, and some of you want it to be better, but you're not willing to do anything other than read or look at something. If that's who you are, get a hold of tv.newlife.com and watch those videos. If you're not willing to go sit down and talk to somebody, do that. But here's the thing. I think once you start to watch those videos, those programs, I think you're going to want to go talk to somebody. So it's the least you could do. Sign up, get a subscription. It's very, very economical for the amount of help that you get. You'll love it, I think. I mean, 10,000 people do. Please go there, tv.newlife.com. You get a couple of weeks free to see if you like it. And I think that you will. Well, you know, Mylon, Jill, when we're in situations like with Terry, where it just seems like there's no hope, 4-year restraining order and no way to communicate. Oh, I just want people to not wait so long to get the help they need.
Well, you know, unfortunately, Terry encountered something that any of us can encounter, which is he had a stroke. And a lot of us will have health issues, and they, along with the medications we take, can create a really different person than we may have been for many years.
Right.
Yeah. And I think aging is one of those things that we all look at and we go, this is really hard. It is a penalty we're in that God imposed upon us. We were never made to age. We were originally made to be eternal creatures. And so, you know, acknowledging the reality of what has happened and to own and to take responsibility is super important.
And the sooner you do that, the better.
Right.
Well, we want you to own whatever it is you have and get some help for it. So we made it easy. We lined up a bunch of people to answer the phone at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And that's where life really can begin. If you call that number, a gift of any amount, I'll send you Take Your Life Back. You can order it as a product. There's a devotional, 365-day devotional, and there's a workbook, Take Your Life Back. And it can really help you. There's a workshop. But the two workshops coming up that are so powerful, Every Man's Battle and Women in the Battle. If you have a sexual integrity and problem and you're a man, it's Every Man's Battle. If you're a woman, then you've been connected to a guy who's really struggled in that area, then it's going to help you find hope, healing, but also teach you what you need to do so that he doesn't do what he's been doing ever again. And even if he does, you've got a path and a process to go through. You'll never know about those unless you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, to do this, we need all the support that we can get. And, you know, we're not buying Halloween candy when you support us. We're paying our bills, and we're trying to find a way to get people into the help that they need. And if you can provide a scholarship for somebody to go to one of our workshops or counseling, man, what a great thing. that could be. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help us or if we could help you. Thank you, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Thank you, Mylon Yurkovich. Thank to all of you who listen, watch, and pray. God bless you. See you next time.
Thanks
right
for
here
listening.
On New Life.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.